Blog Talk Radio.
Care of you. Yes, I will.
another song play? Amen, amen. Greetings in the precious, mighty, matchless name of Jesus. Amen. We thank God for another opportunity to be yet in the land of the living. That means we have another opportunity to get it right. We have another opportunity to repent. We have another opportunity to tell the Lord to create in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit. Amen. We have another opportunity to trust God, as Richard Smallwood encouraged us on that opening song. Just trust him. How many are willing to trust the Lord today? Amen. I know it may not be pleasant, everything that we have to encounter, everything that we have to endure, every challenge that we have to accept. But guess what? When you have God on your side, he's more than the world is against you. Amen. And I believe that. I've trusted him all of my life, even when I didn't adhere to his commandments, even when I didn't take heed to the warnings, God was still right there standing by my side. And one day, I decided to try Jesus for myself. One day, I began to understand what my grandparents and my mother and great-grandparents would sing about, have a little talk with Jesus. Amen. So I'm trusting him today. 60 years later, I'm still leaning and dependent on God's unchanging hand. So, amen, we thank you for tuning in to New Destiny Ministries with A Time of Reflection. This segment is titled A Time of Reflection, and this is a time where we allow God to minister to our hearts. We thank God for this platform. We thank him for the men and women of God that come on and share the word of God with us on a daily basis. Amen. We thank them for their sacrificing their time, amen, and their energy to come and just share the word of God with us. We thank God for our listening audience. We thank God for those that come on the chat room and those that go back into the archives and listen daily. 24/7, those archives are available to you. We have over 800 messages in the archive. So whatever topic that you need, whatever you're experiencing in life, you can find something and some message that is there to that is catered and customized just for you. Amen. When we say don't sign off, God has a word for you, we believe that. We believe every day God sends a rhema word. Every day he allow us to receive fresh oil, amen, where we can know what it is that he's giving us instruction and guidance in. Amen. We thank God for our co-host, Mother Ruby Larry. We thank God again for each and every one of you. We want to remind you to continue to keep us in prayer. I can hardly believe that this crusade is upon us. Amen. I've been in the New Orleans area, the greater New Orleans area, for about 4 months now. And I tell you, time has moved by quickly. This year is almost out of here. So we want to ask you to continue to pray for us, for this crusade, pray for our speakers, pray for the souls that God is going to restore, pray for those backsliders, pray for redemption, restoration, pray for souls to be revived again. Amen. And pray for these leaders that they'll be consecrated and they'll be able to speak, give a transforming word to all of those that come. Amen. We're excited. We're excited. We're excited. Continue to pray for Mother Charity and her family, those that have lost loved ones last week and even this month. Pray for the families. My nephew, Curly, lost his grandfather. Mother Charity lost her sister and a niece within 2 days apart. So we want to remember them in prayer. Amen. We're excited about this young woman that's going to come and share the word of God with us today. She's such a sweetheart, has a beautiful spirit. And I just thank God for all of the divine connections that he has given me in this season. Amen. God know how to connect you with the right people. Amen. So we're excited about that. So we're going to go and open up in prayer. We're not going to prolong this thing. I see Prophetess Darlene on the line. So good to see the woman of God. I see Minister Aaron Singleton. See some unknown numbers on the line. Also see Sister T on the line. Amen. I'm going to go to Prophetess Darlene and see if she's able to open up with the word of prayer for us on the day. We certainly have been missing her, but I thank God for her being on the line today. So we're going to go and ask her to open up with the word of prayer, and then we're going to get right on into this segment. God bless you, woman of God.
God bless you. Praise the Lord. Good afternoon. Let us go to the throne. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. We praise you this afternoon, God. We thank you for another day that you have kept us from all the danger, another day that you have kept us in our right mind. Oh, God, we thank you for this day. No day like this day. It'll never be another day like this. We thank you for this day. This is the day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, God, we come this afternoon just thanking you. We come this afternoon blessing your holy name, thanking you for waking us up this morning, God. Thank you for lying us down last night, God.
Lord,
thank you for
God.
The activities of our limbs. Thank you for the arts of our speech, God. We thank you for being a way maker. We thank you, God, for your healing power, God.
Lord,
we thank you for
God.
Your deliverance power, God. We thank you for your peace. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your joy. Oh, God, because the joy of the Lord is our strength. We thank you because we can look to the hills from which our help comes. And our help comes from you, Lord, who made heaven and earth. So we thank you today, God. We bless your holy name, God. We don't take anything lightly. We don't take anything for granted. We thank you, God, even for air to breathe. Hallelujah. We thank you, God, for feet to walk, God. We thank you, God. We thank you for what you're doing right now, right now. We thank you, God, for being in the midst of the storm. We thank you right now,
God,
for giving us victory, victory, victory over the enemy. Victory over our situation. Victory over our circumstances. We thank you, God. We bless your holy name. We come saying thank you. Before we can ask you for anything, we give you thanks. We come with gratitude this afternoon. God, I come saying thank you. I come lifting up my hands to you this afternoon. Blessing your holy name. Oh, God, we just worship you. We thank you for this broadcast. We thank you for what you've been doing on it. We thank you for the souls that's been saved. Hallelujah. We thank you for the souls that's going to be saved. We thank you, God, for when the people go into the archives, their lives will be changed. We thank you, God, for your word, because we can stand on your word in a time of trouble. So we bless your name. Hallelujah. 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 We give you gratitude this afternoon, God. Oh, God, we salute you, saying thank you. Oh, God, we can do nothing without you. We are nothing without you, but we can do all things in Christ that strengthen us. So we come this afternoon, God, grateful, hallelujah, grateful for family, grateful, hallelujah, for clothes and shelter and food, hallelujah, thank you, God. Oh, God, somebody couldn't wake up this morning. Somebody was paralyzed,
God,
unfortunately, but we woke up. Not only we woke up in our right minds, God, this morning. Hallelujah, so we know how thankful we are. Thank you, God. Oh, God, I will bless the Lord at all times, and your praises shall continually be in my mouth at all times. Hallelujah. So we give you
thank
a praise
you,
this afternoon. We give you a salute this afternoon. We give you a thank you this afternoon. We give you a hallelujah. Hallelujah this afternoon. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We had a thousand tongues, God. Oh, we couldn't thank you enough. You've been so good to us, God. You were good when we weren't even good to ourselves. When we weren't even good to you. When we weren't even serving you, you still was making a way out of no way. And we're thankful.
God.
We're grateful. So we come this afternoon, God. I ask that you forgive us for every sin, God. If it was anything we said, done, or thought, if we said anything to our sister or our brother to offend them, God, we ask that you forgive us, God. We ask that you give us clean heart, clean hands, clean mind, clean spirit. We ask that you blot out our transgressions, God. That you wash us, that you purge us, God. That we be made whole, God, in the name of Jesus. So we ask that you forgive us for every sin, God, in the name of Jesus, that this prayer will be answered on this afternoon, that your will be answered. Your will will be done this afternoon in the name of Jesus. So, God, I come thanking you, God. Thank you for this woman of God. We thank you for Evangelist Agent Bernard. We thank you for the ministry that's laid before. God, we thank you for the anointing that's on our life. We thank you for the blessings that you've given her. We thank you that she's blessed going out, blessed coming in. Hallelujah. We thank you, God, that she's covered in your blood, God. We thank you for your grace and mercy being upon her. Hallelujah. We thank you for your grace and mercy being upon her. We thank you that you ordered her footsteps and you used your good man's footsteps are ordered by you. A good woman's footsteps are ordered by you. So we thank you that her footsteps are ordered by you. We thank you for that her hands are blessed, God. We thank you everything she's touched is blessed, God. We thank you that her hands are to the plow and she's not looking back. Hallelujah. We thank you that she's going forward in you, God. And we thank you that you're stirring up. Mama, send her about see. We thank you that you're stirring that you're stirring up even more. We thank you that no sickness and no dwelling can come in our dwelling. We thank you, God, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. We thank you because she's healed by your stripes. We thank you, God, that she's moving on in you. She's moving on into victory, God. We thank you right now. We thank you right now for her, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you right now for her family, God. Her family is saved. We thank you that her family is delivered. Hallelujah. We thank you, God, that her family is blessed. We thank you. Hallelujah. No matter what the enemy says, no matter what people say, we believe your report. Who we put the enemy in? We believe your report. Hallelujah. So our family is blessed. Hallelujah. Our family is saved. So we thank you, God, for it. In the name of Jesus, we thank you that our family coming closer together. We thank you for unity in the family. We thank you for peace in our family. We thank you for joy in our family. We thank you for victory. Hallelujah. In our family, we thank you right now for the right now blessing that you're giving the women of God. We thank you. Hallelujah. In spite of what it looked like, we thank you that she's getting a right now blessing. Hallelujah. We thank you for the word today that's going to come forth from the speaker. We thank you for the speaker. We thank you that the speaker is blessed. We thank you that the speaker's family is blessed. We thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. We thank you that Sister Ruby is healed. We thank you that Sister Ruby is blessed. We thank you that she's walking into meaning. We thank you she's walking into your will. We thank you that she's walking by faith and not by sight. We thank you, God, that this ministry is going forth. We thank you that this ministry has no lack. Hallelujah. No lack. We thank you, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you that every need is met in this ministry. We thank you that the woman has an overflow. Evangelist Adrian Bernard has an overflow. We thank you. Hallelujah. Everything that she asked you from the past. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you, God, for the souls being saved on this life. We thank you that we are doers of your word. We thank you that we hear your word and we are doers. We thank you, God, for what you're going to do today. We thank you for the covering being on this line. We thank you for the mighty move of you, God, today. Now we give you praise. We give you honor. We give you thanks. We ask that you look down upon the bereaved families, unfortunately, God. We ask that you touch, God. Prophetess Michael Lewis and his family, we ask that you touch Mother Charity and her family, God, and the Lord, God. We ask that you send in the comfort of God in the name of Jesus. We ask that you bring salvation in those families, God. And, oh, God, those families that we know of but don't know of, God. Oh, God, we ask you to touch the comfort them right now, God. All the ones that have lost their families this year, God. Yes, oh, God, we ask you to strengthen and restore, God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, God. And we ask right now that you continue to have your way on this line, continue to have your way in this ministry, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we ask for the overflow to come forth tonight, today, God, in the name of Jesus. So we ask that you continue to reign on this line, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we give you all the praise. We give you all the honor. And we thank God for what you have done, what you're going to do. We thank you for the Crusades next month. Hallelujah. We thank you for the salvation. Hallelujah, coming forth in the crusade. We thank you that there is no lack in the crusade. We thank you that the speakers are going to go forth with fire in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, the fire will come falling down in the place, the spiritual fire in the name of Jesus. We thank you that you're proven. Hallelujah. We thank you that you have approved of the crusade and it's sealed and done by you in the mighty name of Jesus. We ask that you tell somebody that's hungry today, somebody's hungry in the world, somebody is hungry naturally. We ask that you bless. God, bless somebody today that need a home. Provide a home, God. Go out in the highways and the byways today and touch by your power, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray this prayer. Amen.
Thank you, God. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah. The atmosphere has already been set. Hey, you don't almost try, y'all. The atmosphere has already been set. Amen. That was a powerful. If you didn't feel that prayer, hallelujah, it makes it easier to receive the grafted word of God. Amen. When you set the atmosphere. Amen. So with no further ado, amen, she's no stranger. She's a part of our family. Amen. This is a second time ministering for us. Amen. So we just bypass the bios. We read the bios the first time. But she, this woman of God, amen, is on the battlefield for the Lord. Amen. She loved God's people. She loved what God is doing with her in this season. She is sincere about the vision that he has given her. Amen. She is always on her assignment. Amen. She is the devoted mother of Sebastian Anthony. She has one young male, amen, raising a male child, amen, and she is the founder, amen, of several ministries, amen, and most of all, she's the founder of one that we are becoming familiar with, amen, and that's none other than, amen, daddy's provision for his daughters international, hailing all the way from Tulsa, Oklahoma. Amen. We like to present to some and introduce to others our lovely, beautiful, anointed speaker today. That's none other than Evangelist Pamela Casimir. Amen. God bless you, woman of God. Let the Lord use you. You're free on this line.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you for this space and this time, Evangelist Bernard. I give honor and praise and glory and honor to God, to all of the men and women of God that are of the fivefold ministries, every child of God, every believer, every man, woman, boy, and girl. I thank you for coming up on this line, and we're just coming to be able to receive what the Father has for us by download of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And our theme on this week, the theme for actually this past month that the Lord has given to Evangelist Bernard, is the theme entitled Empowering Souls for Destiny. And I just thought about that, and you know, when I really thought about it, aside from the salvation message, that's the next thing, that God has called us to empower souls for destiny. You may say, well, I'm not called to ministry. How does that apply to my life? It applies to your life because God has called us all in some form in our spheres of influence to empower souls for destiny. We've all been called out and carved out with a unique purpose, with a high price value on our lives to be able to reach, touch, and impact somebody's life to make an eternal difference. And so there are three areas that the Lord dropped in my spirit in regarding to empowering souls for destiny. And that's as parents, as leaders in ministry, and believers, the body of Christ. And before I go any further, I just want to hit on just getting a clear understanding as we're talking about empowerment and destiny. Empower can be defined as to authorize, to enable, which means to make able. Enable means having the power to do something, being equipped with talent and skills. And we know that talent in itself can be innate, I mean, one can be born with it, or it can be developed over time as one is schooled in it or mentored over a period of time. But also, we've also been skilled and endowed with gifts, motivational gifts of the Holy Spirit also. And so we've all been empowered by God, first and foremost, as a believer. And there's a continuing empowerment from parents. You know, the Bible admonishes every parent to train up the child in the way he should go. And when he's old, he will not depart from it. And in that training as parents, we've been given that mandate. It's not an option, that we are to empower our children for destiny. We're to constantly seek God for wisdom and guidance as to speak out as to who God is called this child to be and what are the giftings that's there, and be able to nourish that and mentor that and to be attuned into that. I know my son, for one specific area with him, it is the art. And I saw that from early on, and I began to nourish that and mentor that and nourishing that within the body of Christ so that he would go in the way he should go, meaning of carrying that for the purpose of what God has called him, how God is going to utilize that in his life to be able to reach and touch and impact a nation, a generation that he called to reach. Amen. And so even as leaders and believers, and we're going to hit on that, but I want you to keep the word authorized in mind, because God has authorized every believer. When we've been endowed with the power of the Holy Ghost, you know, that was one reason why the disciples couldn't go out. You know, he told them that they had to wait until they were endowed with power from on high.
Come on now.
And then they would be able to be witnesses to their homeland and all over to the ends of the earth. And so we have that empowerment. We have that dunamis. But I also want you to keep in mind the word able, to make able. And that's where it comes in at, even in a natural sense, as a parent, as a believer, as a leader called to the fivefold ministry. We're called to make able. Amen? And the word destiny is defined as one's fate, one's lot in life, one's outcome. I want you to keep in mind the word outcome, amen, which means an end result. And we're going to see how God has a specific purpose, a specific outcome in this earth realm for us, not just when we get over on the other side, amen. God just didn't put us here to get saved just so that we can make it over to the other side. There's a specific destiny. There's a specific fulfillment, a call, a purpose on each of our lives that's uniquely been given to us by God. And it is supposed to be developed in a number of ways, from parents, from leaders, amen, from mutual brothers and sisters in Christ, amen. And so I want you to keep that in mind as we get ready to go through some scriptures and understanding, especially in each of these levels as parents, as leaders, and believers. You know, God has a plan for our lives. You know, sometimes some people are like, well, I don't know exactly what I'm called to do. I don't know what I'm supposed to do in life. I hear what this one says, what this one may tell me, but I'm not even, sometimes some people say, well, I'm not even sure if I even have a plan, if I even have significance in this earth realm. But the Bible says in Jeremiah 29:11, and I'm going to the Amplified Version, if you have your Bibles, whether you have them on your iPod, your iPhones, your iPads, or you're old school with your hard copy, it doesn't matter, but I hope you were able to come to the line with your Bibles, and if not, get your Bibles as soon as possible. But the word of the Lord in Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11 says, I'm reading from the Amplified Bible, "For I know the thoughts and plans I have for you, says the Lord, thoughts and plans for welfare and peace and not for evil, to give you hope in your final outcome." Somebody say outcome, because see, destiny has to deal with the outcome. God has a specific outcome for each of our lives. Hallelujah, Jesus. And this is one of my favorite scriptures, and I stand on this scripture. I live on this scripture, and within my own ministry, I have a teaching ministry on Monday nights, and the women of God can tell you this is one of my favorite scriptures that I like to share, because God has gotten this scripture embedded in my spirit. And it's Psalm 139:16. The word of the Lord says, "Your eyes saw my unfallen substance, and in your book, all the days of my life were written before ever they took shape, when there was none of them." The word of the Lord tells us that God has already conceived before we were born. He had a plan for our lives. He had a destiny for our lives. The word of the Lord tells us that he has written out all the days for our lives before one of them ever came to be. That's a Selah moment to understand God already has it planned out. He's not trying to figure out what he's called me to do. Amen? And our job is to seek him. Our job is to call out to him, as he says in his word. And he says that he will show us great and mighty things, things that are fenced in. That's the will begin to show us. Hallelujah. And at the same time as parents, he begins to show us as parents. There are things that we need to be able to cultivate in our children's lives at very early ages. As pastors, amen, God begins to show the pastor, the shepherd of that particular flock, different things about different sheep in his or her ministry. You know, I'm thinking back, and I'm just so grateful. I've had a couple of phenomenal pastors in my lifetime up to this time, and I'm thinking about Bishop Charles Brown I and First Lady Connie Brown out of New Orleans, Louisiana, and Houston, Texas. And I remember when the Lord first called me into their ministry, that was just this, hallelujah. So you have to be in the right church home. I know that's another message. But in order to be entitled for destiny, you have to be where God said for you to be, where God said for you to be planted at. And I remember how God allowed the man and woman of God to be able to see the distance in my life. And they begin to pull on it, and they begin to nourish, and they begin to mentor me. And I look back at that time as being in boot camp training to be able to learn how to be able to walk out my soul salvation, to be be equipped for God with what God has called me to do in this earth realm. And then as the Lord had taken me over under the late Dr. Billy Joe Daugherty and founding Pastor Sharon Daugherty and put me and planted me for 12 years at Victory Christian Center and under a number of phenomenal care pastors, I began to see how God began to use those phenomenal men and women of God to be able to cultivate my life, to be able to equip me, to empower me. Furthermore, you know, when I first moved to Tulsa, it wasn't just because I chose to move there, but it was because God said I was supposed to move there. And he told me, he said, if anybody asks you, why are you moving to Oklahoma as a young woman with a five-year-old baby, you tell them for ministry and ministry preparation. And that's what it's been. It's been an empowerment to reach for destiny. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Because you see, you just can't get to destiny on your own. God puts people in our lives. And you know, some people tell people, well, you need to be at this church or you need to be at this church. No, you need to be at the church under the spiritual father and mother that God has already predestined for your life, because that's where the nourishment is going to come in at. That's where the proper development is going to come in at. That's where the proper empowerment for destiny is going to come. Hallelujah. Yeah. You may not stay there for life. You may not be there to the day you die, but you're to be there for the season, the timing that God has called you to be there and to be submitted there. Amen. Hallelujah. Yeah. And so, you know, the Bible lets us know that he has a specific plan for us. He lets us know that it's been ordained for our lives in the name of Jesus. It's already written out. That which we do every day as we walk with the Lord, we're just walking out the script. God is just rolling the wheel. And for some of you, I'm going to take you back in time. If you can remember the wheel that they would have to turn and spin when they was doing the big screens, you know, and if you can just think about that wheel turning as the movie was going on, that's how our lives are. That's how God is just turning the wheel as we're walking out into the destiny that God has called for our lives. And, you know, the Bible says in Philippians, the first chapter and the sixth verse, and we have a promise, we have an assurance of it, men and women of God, boys and girls, it says, for I am confident of this very thing, that he who began a good work in you will perfect it, but he said will perfect it until the day of Jesus Christ. Now, there's a specific historical biblical example of Jeremiah. God had a destiny for Jeremiah that began at an early age. Your child is not too young to be called of God, to be able to be used of God in the schools. You know, the students have just gone back to school, and for every boy and girl that's on this line, for every parent on this line, I want to encourage you to encourage your children to be the right, because the school that they're at, hear this, the school that they're at, the school that they're strategically placed at this school year, the sphere of influence that God has strategically placed them in, is a part of their destiny. And it's a part of their destiny in being a light for Jesus in a dark world. Even if your child is in a public school, they have been strategically placed there by God for everything that has been poured up on the inside of them to be able to pour out, to be a light, to reach this generation, to be a voice, to be a raising voice among their peers in this generation. And so, young people, I want encourage you. Be bold for Christ. Be radical for Christ. It's your destiny. You've been called before the foundation of the world to be a voice, to be a radical world changer for Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. To bring souls to the, you've been given, we all have been given the ministry of reconciliation. And you know, some people just think, well, you know, I'm not called to the office to be an evangelist. I'm not the pastor. And, you know, they just leave everything to the pastor. They just have the pastor just weighed down with so much. And you know, they
just think
it's for the evangelist. But God says that we've all been given the ministry of reconciliation. Well, what does that mean? That's part of your destiny. There are people that God has put in your life. There's people that God, that he's going to allow you to cross their path, and you cross their path. Because nobody's going to be able to reach that person but you. God has designed you in a way and empowered you in a way and equipped you in a way, especially if you've been under a teaching ministry. The Bible says he's given the fivefold ministry for the equipping of the saints, for the work of the ministry. Well, what does that mean? We are empowered with the ministry of reconciliation. It doesn't matter if you're called to the fivefold ministry. God has given you the ministry of reconciliation. Everywhere you go, the atmosphere should change because you've been empowered for a destiny to change, to shift an atmosphere. When you walk off in a place, it should not be able to remain the same because God has empowered you. If you have the Holy Ghost, you are empowered with power from on high to shift the atmosphere, to be able to decree a thing and it be established. Hallelujah, Jesus. We're walking. We're loaded with power on the inside of us. Sometimes I think, as believers, we forget about the dormant that's on the inside of us. The word of the Lord tells us, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. So I encourage you to begin to seek God and say, Lord, I'm ready to reach destiny. Use me in my sphere of influence. Use me in my job. Use me among the unbelievers. Use me in a mighty way. Hallelujah, Jesus. And so as we see with this young Jeremiah, in the book of Jeremiah, it's recorded in the first chapter and the fifth verse. The word of the Lord says, before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And before, he said, before he coming out of the womb, he said, I sanctified thee, and I ordained thee a prophet unto the nation.
A prophet,
so
come on now.
What am I saying? What is the Holy Ghost speaking to us on today? That before you were formed in the womb, God already had you on your mind. Before your mom and daddy got together, even though, oh God, even though you may think you were a mistake, or you may tell you were probably told you were a mistake, God says, before you were formed, before you were conceived, he says, I had a plan for you. And he says, hallelujah, he says, my plans are for good and not evil, to give you a hope and a future. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to you. Glory to your name. And so, you know, in order for us to get to the point of really understanding, oh God, that we're to be empowered and we're to empower others for destiny. You know, we have to get the mind of Christ. You know, the Bible says in Philippians chapter 2, verse 5, he says, let this mind in you, which is in Christ Jesus, let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. We have to have the mind of Christ. Well, you know, how do we get the mind of Christ? You know, the word of the Lord tells us in Romans, he says, do not be conformed to this world. I'm going to read it from the Amplified Bible because somebody got to hear this. He says, do not be conformed to the world, this age, fashion after and adapt it to external superficial customs, but be transformed, changed by the entire renewal of your mind, by its new ideals and new attitudes, so that you may prove for yourself what is the good and acceptable, perfect will of God, even the thing which is good and acceptable and perfect in the sight for you. In his sight for you. Now, what is the mind? The mind is very important. See, we have to understand what does the mind contain. And then, see, the mind is in this soul
soulish realm. And that's where the battlefield happens at, in the soulish realm, in the mindset. And this is where your will is. This is where your intellect is. This is where your ideologies are. This is where your thoughts are. This is where your perceptions are formed. But God is saying to be transformed by the renewing of our minds. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And so, and as we continue to be renewed by our minds, we are becoming empowered for destiny every moment, every time you get in the Word, every time you begin to read the Word, every time you begin to be able to study out the Word, every time you be able to meditate on the Word, every time you be able to confess the Word, every time you be able to put the Word in and regurgitate it out, put it in, regurgitate it out, you're being empowered. You're being empowered. You're being empowered in your spirit, man. You're being empowered to be able to do what God has called you to do. You're being empowered to reach those in your spheres of influence. You're being empowered to reach the masses. Hallelujah, Jesus. And you know, an understanding about empowering for destiny, Jesus is our first and foremost leader, our example. This is what Jesus did. You know, the Bible gives us a historical biblical account in the book of Matthew, the 4th chapter, verses 18 through 21. Here we see Jesus is calling out his disciples. Jesus had 12 in mind that he was picking out, and he was coming to be able to empower them. He was coming to be able to develop them. Now, you know, there are three things that happens in an empowerment, and that's a teaching, a training. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to your name, Jesus. It's a teaching. It's a training, and it's a transforming that takes place when an empowerment happens. Hallelujah. And so Jesus is calling out the first disciple. And we see him call out Simon, who's called Peter, and his brother Andrew. And then he finds two other brothers, James and John. Now that in itself is significant, because you see, when God wants to empower, he wants to empower families. How many of you heard that? Hallelujah, Jesus. He wants to empower families for a destiny. And so he calls them out. And God does specific things that he begins to do with them. He begins to teach them. And we see this. We see this account in Matthew, the 5th chapter, verses 1 through 12. Here Jesus is teaching them the Beatitudes. He's teaching the followers. Here he's empowering them. So in empowering, when it comes to empowering someone, teaching is involved. As a parent, we are teaching our children. We teach them that which is correct. We teach them that which is incorrect. Amen? That's, you know, not first and foremost supposed to be left up to the school system. Hello. But, you know, that is our first and foremost responsibility, is to teach our children. And we see that in the Word of God. So here, Jesus is teaching the disciples to empower them. He's teaching them. And then he begins also to teach them, and there's another example, when he's teaching them about salt and light. That's recorded in Matthew, the 5th chapter, verses 13 through 16. And, of course, I don't have time to go through the entire book of Matthew to be able to show how he taught. He took his time to teach, you know. And so, and in every level, you know, there's supposed to be some teaching that brings about empowerment. And, you know, that's one role of the pastor in the teacher, you know, in the church, whereas they're supposed to teach. Hallelujah. It's not just preaching, but they're to teach. We're called to teach the people of God. Parents are called to teach their, hallelujah, their children. And you know, as believers, you know, when we share the ministry of reconciliation, we're also supposed to have what we call Barnabas. And that's people that you can pour in their lives. You know, and that's why so many churches now, hallelujah, and I just thank God. I just thank God for the vision of churches that have got to grab hold to the vision of having small groups, whereas, you know, the people of God are really learning how to do the work of the ministry. And in these small groups, under the direction of the leadership of the senior pastors, you know, they're importing to one another's lives. You know, they come and meet. And maybe at the church or in homes or designated places, and they come to be able to share the Word of God and fellowship and impart in one another's lives. And that's also another way of accountability. Amen? Because if you're not accountable to anyone, oh, Lord, help Jesus. If you're not accountable to anyone, it's very difficult to truly become. become empowered. And we're all supposed to be accountable to somebody, no matter what our position is in the church. No matter if you're a five-fold leader, you need to be accountable. I need to be accountable to somebody. Somebody needs to be in my stuff. Somebody needs to be in your stuff. Hallelujah, Jesus. And so, as we understand, you know, this is what Jesus did. He was teaching them. And, you know, he was training them. You know how he trained them? He took them with them. He just didn't tell them, but he took them with them. And you know, when I taught school, I'm a real hands-on person. And I don't just believe in telling somebody how to do something, but I'm like hands-on. Okay, now here's your turn. And especially for a lot of my students who are tactile, you know, they have to touch it. They have to be able to do it in order for them to grasp it, in order for it to become solidified. And so that's what Jesus was doing. Jesus was the most excellent, marvelous teacher. And here he's taking them on the missionary journeys. Hold on, I'm going to hit there in a moment. He's taking them. He's taking them from village to village. He's taking them from city to city, and he's showing them, he's equipping them, as he's healing the sick, as he's raising the dead, they're right there with him. And he told them, not only would you do these works, but greater works. Oh, my God, and you think, oh, God, that's a Selah moment. Because when you think about it, you say, well, Jesus has done some mighty, mighty awesome things, and he's telling me, greater works, greater works, greater works. Hallelujah, Jesus. Greater works will we do. Hallelujah.
Come on, come on.
This, you know, then not only as he does this, the next thing, the word empower means to authorize. And I want to go back to that definition. And authorize is derived from the word authority, which means power to command. Hallelujah, Jesus. God, hallelujah. Jesus gave his disciples authority. He gave them, he authorized them to cast out devils, to raise
the
dead, to heal the sick. We got to get this spirit. We got to understand what God has called us to be. It's a destiny. It's a divine destiny. If there's people sick in your spirit of influence, you should be laying hands. I should be laying hands on the sick. The Bible says, these signs shall follow them that believe in my name. They shall lay hands on the sick, and what they shall recover. Hallelujah, Jesus. And so as we see, he's authorizing them. And specifically, we see that when he sends out the first 12, that he's authorizing them, we see he tells them, he says, and as you go, he says, preach, saying the kingdom is at hand. Heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, cast out demons, freely receive, freely give. Hallelujah, Jesus. And then we see in John 14 and 12, there's more authorization than he's given us the body of Christ. He says, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works I do, he shall do also, and greater works shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And God has given us the promise. He has given us the third person of the Godhead, the Holy Ghost. And he says in Acts 1 and 8, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. And you shall be my witness both in Jerusalem and in Judea and Samaria and even unto the ends of the earth. Now let me stop right there. You see, you know, some people think, oh, I have the Holy Ghost. I could dance. I could run up and down the aisles. I can shout. I can speak in tongues. And we know that all of those are outward manifestations. But that's not why we have the Holy Ghost. He said we shall receive power so that we could be a witness. Where? A witness in our homeland. Where is that? For some of you, that's New Orleans. For some of you, that's Shreveport. For some of you, that's Tulsa. For some of you, that's Baton Rouge. He said, for some of you, that's the state of Texas. And he said, but in Judea and Samaria. So that's that's going from California to Louisiana. That's going from Louisiana to California. Someone heard that in the spirit. That's going from Louisiana to Texas. But then he says, to the end of the earth. Well, what does that mean? What does that mean? That means the nations. Hallelujah. The word of God tells us. He tells us in Psalms 2:8, of me, and I will give you the nations as your inheritance, and the utmost part of the earth as your possession. And we're called to go to the mission field, to the mission field, because no matter what age you are, we all have the ministry of reconciliation. And you know, one thing God has put in my spirit, that not only are you going to go, but I'm calling you to raise up a body of people within local churches and within Christian schools. And I want you to train and impart. I want you to empower. And I want you to take them with you to the nation on the mission field, that signs and wonders with all the word of God. And no, they're not too young. The church that I've been a part of, a member of for 12 years, what was one of the phenomenal things that I saw happening there is that from the grades of 6 on up through 12, any student within that school who wanted to go on a mission trip, they were able to go 6 through 12 grade every year for years. And then when you see some of them and it's time to graduate and they begin to list all of the nations that God has taken them through, those last middle school and high school years, and some of them have been on more than 6 mission trips. Some of them have been to 12 different nations by the time they graduated, and they lay hands on the sick and they see them recover. They lay hands on the blind and they see the eyes open.
Breaking the day home.
The cripple, and they see the cripple walk. They see them come up with the wheelchairs. They see them come and land down the crutches. They see them
be
able to hear. Hallelujah. I thank God. I thank God for my former pastor, the late Dr. Billy Joe Doherty, who had a mission from God, who had a vision from God to be able to train up, to be able to empower people from the little itty bitties, to be able to take the ministry of reconciliation to the nations, where lives are never changed, lives are changed, and they're never the same. It's something to see a 10-year-old lay hands on a blind person and to see that person be able to see and to know that they were born blind. Oh, my God. There's nobody that's too young for God to use, because God has given us some amazing destinies that we are to reach, that we are to touch, that we are to go forward and do what God has called us to do. We've been given the mandate. He says, go therefore and make disciples of what? Of all nations. Some nations, all nations. Nations where it's just Christians, all nations. Muslim nations, yes, Muslim nations. He says, go into all nations. Hear the Spirit of God. Go into all nations. He says, and baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah, Jesus. He tells us that we're to go out into the world. And so they say, well, I want to go. What can I do? God is wanting us to get prepared. It's time to come out the four walls of the church. It's time to move on into your community. I've been watching. I've been seeing. God has been allowing me to see how so many women of God, they're moving outside the four walls of their church. They're fired up to go. And that's how we ought to be, because we have the Holy Ghost on down on the inside of us. And Jeremiah said, it's like fire in my bones. You should be fired up and to compare the Lord. It should not make us comfortable to know that there are people that are dying and on their way to hell every day. You know, I get sickened when you know there are times when I see people, especially famous people, and they pass, and I'm like, oh, God, did they know you? Because there's no turning back. Once you get to the other side, that's it. We have a work to do. We've been empowered with the ministry of reconciliation. If you don't hear anything else that the Holy Ghost has shared on this line, hear that you've been empowered with power from on high. You've been authorized. You've been trained. You've been equipped to do the work of your ministry. There are some pastors on this line. You're waiting for the people to get up and go out. It's time to go out. It's time to quit resting the Lord and the burden upon your pastor. Get up and go. Go, go, go. That's the word of the Lord. He says, go. And that's what we're to do. We're become lackadaisical. Learn not to become lackadaisical. There the time is winding up. There's deception going all over the land. There are people, the Bible said in the last days, there will be a great falling away. I tell people, people who've never come to Christ, they can't fall away. So who is he talking about? That he said in the last days, there should be a great falling away. There's so much deception that is coming, even creeping into the church. But God is wanting us to take a stand and understand that you've been marked with a destiny that no one can take from you. I've called you. I've ordained you before the foundations of the world, before you were conformed in your mother's womb. It is time to get prepared. It is time to go. Hallelujah, Jesus. We just give God praise because he's worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy. We thank you, Lord, for the destiny, God. Every destiny on this line, God. We thank you, God, that you have begun a good work in each of us, oh God. You're bringing it to pass, oh God. You're perfecting us, oh God. You're going to complete that work, oh God, to the day of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, Jesus. We give you praise. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to your name, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. And like I said, you know, there's a mandate on my life not just to go. I'm preparing to go to the nation of belief and to serve the people there. And notice I say the word serve. Because when you go, it's not about who I am. It's not about I'm pastor so-and-so, I'm evangelist so-and-so, but you're going as a servant. You're going to serve the people of God. You're going to share the gospel. You're going to bring relief spiritually and practically. Hallelujah. And as the Lord has prepared me to go, my son and I will be leaving before the end of this year to spend some time there in the nation of belief. And there are a number of other countries that I'm called to go to with the ministry that God has given me, Daddy's provision for his daughters, international, hallelujah, Jesus, a ministry which is called to share, to proclaim and share the love of God, hallelujah. And so also the Lord has given me a venture to be able to help connect and serve as a liaison and to train people who are ready, who have the mindset that, yes, I'm ready to go. I'm ready to break out the four walls of my church, and I'm ready to take my people to another level and reaching out and reaching the masses and reaching the losses, you know, within my community, within my state, even to the nations, amen? And that's one ministry that I'm working with now in Bridge City. And, you know, this man of God is just on fire for God, and he's just ready to take his ministry to another level. And we're going to be taking a thing called Mobile Kids Trucks in that community. And if you want to know more about that, I want you to email me, email my ministry at daddy, D-A-D-D-Y, provision, P-R-O-V-I-S-I-O-N, for, F-O-R, his, H-I-S, daughters, D-A-U-G-H-T-E-R-S, at gmail.com. That's daddy provision for his daughters at gmail.com. And if you're interested in learning more about world missions, about learning how you can get your church connected with the nations and even going, I want you to email Firestarter Global Missions. That's F-I-R, this is Firestarter Missions, but that's what you're going to be emailing. It's Firestarter Missions, F-I-R-E-S-T-A-R-T-E-R, Missions, M-I-S-S-I-O-N-S, at yahoo.com, firestartermissions@yahoo.com, because God is ready. He's ready to empower at another level. Some of you are already gone into the nation. Some of you that's on this line, you are already gone into the nations. But for those of you that have not, and that's been something in your heart, and you know that God is calling you to do that, you know, I want to be able to be a vessel, a liaison, to be able to help get you there. Amen? And like I said, we're going to be coming back next year, and we're going to be taking more trips. We're going to be going back into the nation of belief and serving in different areas there. There's a great work to be there. I don't know if Pastor John Richardson is on the line, but God bless you, man of God. And this man has a great big heart for the nations, and he's wanting to expand, and there are some things we're going to be doing with them. And so, men and women of God, if you really, really feel that this is the time of us moving out, I want you to email me. Email me at fire, F-I-R-E, starter, S-T-A-R-T-A-R, missions, M-I-S-S-I-O-N-S, at yahoo.com. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, because this is the time, this is the season, this is the time that God is wanting us to just break through, to see your church breaking out the walls, to see your child going forth as being a fire starter for God within their school year. You know, decree and declare greater things for your children as it relates to them going forth in what God has called them to do, even within their school realm, you know, because students can start Bible clubs. You know, some people think, well, you know, separation church and state, you know, there's nothing that we can do. But there's different areas that you can do as a student. You do have that right. And so if you're interested also in finding out information about that and what you're able to do, also email me and let me know. Also, there's another phenomenal organization that I can connect a lot of women to called CWA, Concerned Women for America. That is a Christian organization that actually stands as a liaison in a number of ways and even lobby, and that you're able to understand the laws of what you can do, you know. And so, you know, without, you know, when you don't have knowledge, you know, you just don't know. But God does not want us to be ignorant about anything, amen? And so if you are interested in any of those areas, I really encourage you to email me at fire, F-I-R-E, starter, S-T-A-R-T-E-R, fire starter missions, M-I-S-S-I-O-N-S, at yahoo.com. And I will be more than happy to connect with you. God bless you. Thank you, Evangelist Bernard, for this time and space. I give the floor back over to you, woman of God.
My God, my God, my God.
Woo!
She said fire starter. God had ignited a fire in this woman of God, and that was nothing but rhema. Sometimes we use the word rhema, and it really isn't rhema. It's ours, not rhema. But that was a rhema word from heaven. You know, Messiah. Hallelujah, God. The Holy Ghost spoke through this woman of God today. Jesus. Hallelujah. And she came from the book of Acts. Hey, after you have received, after you, Lord, have mercy. You shall receive power after the Holy Ghost. This woman and spoke, Lord, God, ooh, Jesus. I don't have no words. All I can do is tell Sister Ruben to open up the switchboards. I don't know what y'all could say, because guess what? The Holy Ghost has spoken today, and when it speaks, that settles it. Amen. All we have to do is seal it with the amen. Hey, glory. She has preached today. Hallelujah. And it don't have to be long. But I tell you what, this one here was strong. Ah, glory to God. Empowering souls for destiny. And what I love about this woman of God, she's organized. She's disciplined. And I don't believe that God would allow her to speak the way she spoke today if she didn't have any knowledge, if she didn't have any power, if she hadn't gone through anything. Hiya no no Messiah. But you know, woman of God, hey, you don't know Messiah. I heard what you said about your former pastor and how that's how these ministries grow. This is how they birth growth. Amen. Because they appoint. Amen. Leaders, group leaders. And these group leaders, they only have about 8 to 10. Amen. If they stretch outside of 20, guess what? That start another group. They call them cell groups. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Cell groups. Amen. And they meet in one another's homes. They meet in Starbucks coffee shops. They meet in McDonald's in some common place with a common goal. Amen. Amen. And this is what they're doing. Amen. But we can't even connect. Two or three of us can't even get together. Amen. And this, Lord have mercy, Jesus. Y'all better go back and listen. Those of you that tuned in a little bit late, you need this word today. Yeah. Empowering souls. knows, and she defined what power was. She defined what empowering is. Oh, God, 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 God. This said, this has blessed me today. Glory to God. And we're sending this. The Lord had us to expound on this topic to lead up until this crusade on next week. And I'll tell you, by the time we get to this crusade, amen, we might, the speakers may not even have to say a word. Amen. I just believe that God is going to illuminate the place. Amen. With a holy, where fire will fall down from heaven. Hey, don't nobody believe that God can move like he moved on the day of Pentecost. We don't believe that we can have an Azusa experience. But God is the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore. Hallelujah. I'm just expounding. I'm opening up. I'm about to open up the lines. Amen, amen. Hey, empowering souls for destiny. I don't believe that these speakers, even in this crusade, God is going to do something. I'm tired of seeing people weak. I'm tired of seeing people with wheelchairs and crutches. I'm tired of seeing folks with all these ailments. I'm tired of seeing feeble-minded folks in the body. There shouldn't be a feeble one among us. Amen. No one should be in aching. We should be physically, spiritually, and naturally fit for the kingdom. God can't use unhealthy people. He can't use the cripple and the lame. That's why he told him, pick up your bed. Rise. Pick up your bed and walk. God don't want no handicapped folks. You might be throwing off on the handicapped, but he said you ought to be whole. You can't do God's work with one eye. You need to be able to see. Oh, glory, this woman to preach today. Sister Ruby, I'm turning it over to you. Evangelist Casimir. God, I tell you, when I met this woman of God, it was just something about her. She's a little petite woman, but she got so much fire in her belly. She has so much boldness. She's declaring God's generation. Amen. She's not in the four walls of the church, but she's going into the highways and the hedges, and she's compelling men to come. Oh, I bless you today, God. I thank you for this woman of God. Hallelujah. And guess what? This date was already scheduled about 3 weeks ago. When we came into the month of August, she and I had already communicated and penciled in this thing. So she was ready, and God was ready to speak today. And he has spoken. Glory to God. Sister Ruby, it's on you. Thank you, Jesus. I bless you today, God. I'm going to mute my line. Woo, glory to God. I bless you today, Jesus. Glory.
Praise the Lord, everybody. We have quite a few callers on the line, so we're going to go to the unknown that I don't know first, and we're going to go down. Please don't hang up because we're going to come to you as soon as possible. Okay, we're going area code 918-1925. Area code 918-1925.
Amen, amen. Hallelujah. Thank you for tuning in. Glory.
Thank you so much. Okay, where are we going?
Thank you, Jesus.
Okay,
we got a lot of callers on the line, Sister Ruby, so if you just go right on through them, we'll get through. We got a lot of callers on the line today. God bless you.
985-8733. Yes, who are we speaking to?
This is Evelyn Jaffrion.
Okay.
And I met Sister Pat through a friend of mine in Tulsa, Debbie. And I just want to say that I have listened this whole afternoon, and I know that God is moving, beginning to move in me to do some different things, and I'm just going to ask you all for prayer because I have been attacked in my spirit. I have completed work at Oral Roberts University with Debbie out there. But I've been attacked, and I'm trying to come out of it. I am believing God. I know that he wants me healed. He cannot use me like I am.
All right.
I'm asking you all to pray for me.
Amen, amen. Get that Evangelist Sam back on the line. Ah, Jesus, Jesus.
And do what God has called me to do.
Yeah, we're going to pray right now, woman of God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. I thank you for this woman of God.
Yes, God.
God, I thank you for Evelyn. God, Lord, you have equipped her. You have empowered her in so many ways, God, even from the time when you had her in that MD program at Oral Roberts University years ago. Now we call it forth in the name of Jesus. Every lying voice that's been speaking in your ear, I rebuke it now in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare, we call you forth. We say, come into your world of faith in the kingdom of God. And go forth what God has already destined for your life. In the name of Jesus, we command the shackles to come off of your feet. In the name of Jesus, and for you to run and leap. In the name of Jesus, we decree and declare and declare this day or this Tuesday, August 26, 2014, that you shall never be the same, that you shall go back, you shall run, and you shall finish the race strong, because he that has called you, he that has called you will do it, and he that has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. And it is so, and it cannot be any other way. In the name of Jesus. Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And I bind fear, the spirit of fear that has attacked you, that has paralyzed you. I rebuke that spirit of fear in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. God has not given you a spirit of fear, Evelyn, but of power, love, and a sound mind. And that you have. Go forth
thank
in the
you.
Power and of the love of God in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, and I will keep you in prayer.
Thank
you,
you
all.
Thank you. Bless you.
God bless you all. God bless you. Thank you so much for tuning in. We're going, please be patient because we got a lot of known. Area code 504, your last four, 1374. Area code 504.
Good afternoon. All I can say is fire and amen.
Amen.
An awesome word.
Well,
this is Pastor Price in New Orleans, Louisiana.
Okay, Pastor Price. Okay.
Amen. God bless you, Pastor Price.
God bless you, darling, because truly the anointing of God is upon your life. That was an awesome word. It was full of fire. And it was a word of truth. It was a word of truth. It's time for us to move out and do the greater works. I received the word of God. Like I said, it was on fire, and all I can say is amen. And God bless you all.
God bless you.
Oh, God bless you. Thanks for tuning in. Okay, we got a few more unknown, then we're going to come to the regular ones. Please be patient. Okay, let's go here. Okay. I went past it. Let's go. Okay. Prophet Darlene Davis.
Praise the Lord, everyone. Good afternoon. I give honor to God. I give honor to Evangelist Adrian Bernard. I give honor to Sister Ruby. I give honor to the speaker on today. I truly thank God for the word. Thank God for the word that's in the woman of God's belly. Fire. I thank God for the rhema word. She always encourages me. The last time she spoke, it was I remembered her because she's a powerful woman of God. And so I thank God for where God has taken her, where God has taken her to, and I thank God where God has brought her from. God bless you, woman of God. Continue to let God use you. God bless each and every one. God bless you.
Glory, glory, glory.
Thank you so much, Prophet.
Jesus.
Darlene.
Thank you, Prophet Darlene.
We're going to Minister Aaron Singleton.
Praise the Lord, saints. Praise the Lord.
Praise
that was a powerful message that she was preaching. I just need some I need some prayer. I need some strength. The enemy's been trying to attack me. I just need some strength. That's all. I need some powerful prayer right now.
Okay.
Amen. Amen. Evangelist Casimir, she can pray.
And so what's your name? What's your name again?
Minister Aaron Singleton. I'm age with cousin.
Minister Singleton. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord.
God.
We thank you for your man servant, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, your word says, ask and it shall be given. The man of God is asking for strength, Father God. He's coming to you, seeking you, Father God, for strength, oh, Father God. And I thank you, Father God, that you're acknowledging that at this time. God, you know where he needs strength at, whether it's physical, whether it's mental, emotional, Father God, spiritual, wherever he's needing the strength at, oh, Father God. We thank you, God, that you're imparting that strength right now in the name of Jesus. We speak to him. We speak to you. We speak to your spirit, man. We say receive what God has for you. Receive the supernatural. Natural strength of God now in the name of Jesus, the endowment, the empowerment, the enablement to be able to continue to do what God has called you to do, that you will continue to run the race strong, that you will not throw in the towel, that you will not give up, but that you will run even faster in the name of Jesus. Empowerment, oh Father God, I thank you, Lord, that as he waits upon you, God, as he waits upon you alone, oh God, you will bring him strength, oh Father God. You will bring him, oh God, from strength to strength, oh God, from glory to glory, God, in the name of Jesus. We speak strength to the man, oh God. Strength right now. Strength be yours in Jesus' mighty, miraculous name. Amen.
Thank you.
Yes, Jesus.
God bless you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Okay, we're going. Who's this? We're coming to Pastor Gloria Smith. Pastor.
God bless you all. My God.
Bless you.
What a word from on high.
I
tell you, that was rhema. That was Jesus. Jesus, God to my. The body of Christ need a word like that. Into the ear gate of the people of God. I tell you, those that was listening, I pray that they've written it up on the tablets of their heart. It's time that we tie child shoes and get ready to run. Lord, have mercy. Ah, Rabbi, the labors are few. Ah, none of emotion day. Oh, bless the name of the Lord. Ah, nah, Rabbi,
yes,
but
Lord.
The harvest,
hallelujah.
Right, the harvest is.
Hey, you don't know
I thank God for what you released across the airways today, woman of God.
Oh, yes. Oh,
and
yes.
Pastor Adrian, I thank God for the Lord putting you, amen, in the platform, the vehicle, amen, to bring out another motion day, a word that the people of God, we have God to use you, glory, mighty to God. He uses you strategically, amen, to put the right verse at the right time to release a word from on high. And I bless God for your life. I thank God for this ministry. Thank God for your radio staff. I give God praise that we get ready to empower souls like never before. Glory to God. I feel a burning down in my sanctified soul.
Hallelujah.
God has already begun a good work. Jesus, God Almighty. And I'm excited about it, woman of God. Woo, we bid you all a good evening. Lord, have mercy.
God bless you, Pastor Gloria Smith. Thank you for
calling. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Okay, thank you. We're going to Sister Cammie.
Hello?
Sister Cammie?
Yes, praise God.
Thank
you, hear me?
Yeah,
hey, praise
the
Lord, yeah. I want to say I really enjoyed that, first of all. Sister Bernard, Sister Ruby, and the speaker, not much more to say after that. I really enjoyed it. I've just been taking it in. So thank you for that word. I really appreciate it.
God bless you.
God bless you.
Thank you, Sister Cammy. See if Sister Dawn. Sister Dawn? Okay. I think we got everybody here. I moved around a little bit. I think we got everybody.
Amen,
okay.
Amen.
Some dropped off, you know, some had to go, but we had, not on the chat room, but we had about, what was it, 21 callers that I count. So that's a blessing. The word, I'm going to say the word was anointed. All I can say is amen, amen, amen. The Lord is going higher and higher. Blessed word, all in your word is in your belly, more and more. So
amen,
I thank
amen.
Evangelist Cats the man for allowing the Lord to use you, and you're excited about him using you.
Yes.
God bless you.
Yes.
Fiji is a beautiful country, they say. I used to drive bus, and I used to have a couple of people that used to go there and every summer and visit, have vacation. So God bless you and your Devin, you and your son. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you.
God bless
amen,
you.
Amen, amen. We just thank God. I tell you, my heart is burning. It's on fire today. Hallelujah. I feel like I could run through proof after hearing a word like that. You know, and Evangelist Pamela, we were talking. The Lord last week had me to go, and I ain't calling no names, had me to go. I was on my way to Bible study with Bishop Blake, and the Lord did a U-turn. I had to do a U-turn. And I saw all of these people, and I said, well, what's going on? They must have something going on at this church. And somebody began to tell me what was going on. And then the Lord said, you go in there. And I said, you know, I didn't want to miss my Bible class, but God said, go in this, go in there. And I said, well, Lord, what is God sending me in this for? I'm ready to go to my own Bible class. And the Lord said, I want to show you something. And when I went in there, I mean, the place was filled. It's a sanctuary seat. It seat at least about 1,200 people, I know. And it was packed. It was packed. And, oh, they had a fiery preaching. Oh, he was screaming and, woo, Lord, delivering like nobody can, okay? But as I begin to observe, the Lord said, now, just observe, just observe. And as I begin to observe, Evangelist, I said, well, the Lord said, where's the power? Screaming, hollering, going all out to the floor like they're doing the, what that thing we used to do, the go up under the ladder. I forgot the name of that little dance, that little game we used to play. And just screaming. And then the Lord, after all of that, God said, now, how many souls have come to the altar? How many people did they invite to come pray, to come and have these ministers to lay hands on them? I've seen folks in wheelchairs, people with crutches and everything. You know, you said something powerful today. Yesterday we went from Acts chapter 1, then we went over to Acts chapter 8, where the greatest crusade known to man was the one Philip did and the one the apostle Paul did. Amen. So, you know, in those days, the apostles had so much power. Hallelujah. Even their shadows were able to heal. But we can't even get people healed with the word. We can't even get people healed with the touch. And they don't talk about laying on hands, Evangelist. They're not laying on hands. But my Bible tells me these signs shall follow the believer. They shall lay hands on the sick. Fire the Messiah. And they shall recover. Amen. But you don't see that time. That's what God wanted to show me. He said it ain't in the crowd. It's not in the numbers. Amen. It's in the obedience. In the obedience. And what are you talking about, Sister Bernard? Are we going to obey the word? See, we have special scriptures that we apply to our lives, our daily lives. We have special scriptures that we want to quote. Hallelujah. But there's no power. There's no power. You cannot empower people if you ain't been authorized, if you don't have any power. How you going to empower without power? And the Lord wanted to show me that, and I seen it. I said, Lord, I've got So I said, Lord, I've got just what I came for. You sent me in this place to show me something. And as I begin to just pray and saturate my spirit with this word, the Lord said, you know what? The power is gone out of the church. And we know it's not gone out the body of Christ, the church. I hear no Messiah. Because guess what? Jesus have a bride. He's the bridegroom, and he's coming back for his bride. Amen. So these buildings, I'll say these buildings made of man, made handmade of man, amen, there's no power being demonstrated. And that's why we're going to church sick, and we're leaving sick. We're going depressed. And we're leaving depressed. We're going confused, and we're leaving confused. We're going where a demon took over our minds and they've seduced us and leading away these silly women. That's what's happening. Amen. Man is lifting up himself. But my Bible tells me, Jesus said, if I be lifted up, I'm going to draw all men unto me. Hallelujah. So if we just continue to lift up Jesus and believe this word, we got to believe this word. I don't know the Messiah. But you know what? Folks ain't teaching that these people need the Holy Ghost. They're just looking at how many folks I can get to fill up my sanctuary. How many empty seats can I get filled? But God ain't interested in filling up the sanctuary. He interested in filling up your spiritual man. He's interested in building up your temple. Your temple belongs to the living God. And our temple should be presented as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God. Ah, Jesus. This woman, God, Lord have mercy. I'm done. All I can say is God gave you that word today, and you don't know Messiah, and you are inexcusable, oh man, whomsoever you may be. God sent a rain. This is what you call rhema. Some of these folks talking about, I got a rhema. You ain't got no rhema. I don't care how much you scream and holler. It ain't a God. That's your word. You taking the scripture, and you are quoting the scriptures. Guess what? But ain't no fire there. Ain't no Holy Ghost power there. Because if there was power, guess what? I would see some signs. I would see some miracles. I would see some wonders being performed. Oh, girl, you done put. Woo, God had you ready. That was fire today. That was fire. So we're going to turn it back over to you. I want you all to know tomorrow, hey, we've been trying to get all of the speakers on the line that's going to be ministering in this crusade. Tomorrow we have one of our apostolic fathers in the gospel. He's 85 years old and still going strong. None other than the former presiding bishop of the Pentecostal churches of the apostolic faith, the Episcopal Diocesan Bishop of the state of Michigan, Bishop Alfred Singleton. He will be with us on tomorrow, and he'll be talking about this crusade. He was one of the first ones in my family and the first ones I know in the organization that launched the crusade. Amen. Oh, yes. Did that over 20-some odd years ago. But I thank God that he's still in the land of the living, and he can see. Hey, hallelujah. He can see his bloodline reactivating the same energy, the same power that God gave him over 20-some odd years ago, that vision being rebirthed in somebody else's spirit. Amen. So don't miss tomorrow. Amen. And if you're in the surrounding areas in the New Orleans, the greater New Orleans area, we extend this invitation to you. Amen. There's no registration fee. Amen. Just come as you are. But come expecting an outpouring. Come expecting to receive something. Don't come expecting to leave the way you came. Huh? And I ain't boasting in me, but I'm boasting in the Holy Ghost. Come expecting for God to touch you. Come expecting to be restored. Come expecting to be redeemed. Come expecting to be empowered. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And we're going to finish this week out with Thursday and Friday as the week progresses. I still have to, I done forgot who's on Thursday and who's on Friday. But those of you all that follow us on the social media, you'll be able to see it because we post it every day. Amen. And you know what? We're not tired yet. I'm not tired. This physical man get a little worn sometimes. Oh, but this spirit man is ignited by this fire. And the fire that God sent today, woo, Jesus, I feel like I can go on. I can run on a little bit further. Amen. God bless you, Evangelist Casimir. God loves you. We love you. We appreciate you. And whenever you have any time that you can set aside to come on and be a blessing to our audience, amen, and to the women and men of God that tune in online, that tune in by way of the archives and even by way of the chat room, you have an open invitation. Hallelujah. God bless you, Pastor Gloria. God bless you, Pastor Price, and all of our first-time callers that called in today to be a support to Evangelist Casimir. We thank God for you. We're on here Monday through Friday, every day, teaching and preaching the word of God. So God bless you, woman of God. We love you. Back into your
God
hands.
God bless you.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes, woman of God, we're here.
Okay. What did you just say? I couldn't hear you.
I said if you can close us, give us the final closing remark and close us out with the word of prayer, amen, and any announcements that you may have that you would like to impart to our listeners, you can do so at this time.
Amen, amen. Well, I just thank God again for this opportunity to be able to be a vessel for the Lord to use on today, because truly we are living in a time where we're getting closer and closer to Jesus coming back. And, you know, we are Jesus' hands. We are his feet. We're the body. We're his mouthpiece. And he's counting on us to do our part. Jesus has already done his part. Before he hung his head and died, he said, "It is finished." And, you know, he has commenced us. He's given us the power. And so we're not going in our own selves, but we go in the love of God. We go in the power of God. Amen. And if God be for us, who can be against us? And so I just want to encourage each of you just to really get before God as never before and seek God as specifically what he's calling you to do, to step it up. And as I said again, if you're interested in taking your church or your youth group to the mission field, you're interested in learning more about world missions, please do email me at firestar, F-I-R-E-S-T-A-R-T-E-R, firestar missions, M-I-S-S-I-O-N-S, at yahoo.com. At fire, F-I-R-E-S-T-A-R-T-E-R, missions, M-I-S-S-I-O-N-S, at yahoo.com. And I will be more than happy to link up with your church to travel wherever you are. There's no place too far, amen, because that's the mandate on my life. And I will be going back to the nations on next year. So if you're interested in linking up with my ministry and taking your church, taking your youth group, taking your women's group, taking your leaders, amen, taking your pastors, please do email me at firestartermissions at yahoo.com. That's the best way to contact me. Also, I do ask for your prayers for my son and I as we get ready to leave to go to the nations of Belize. Amen. My son and I have been involved in a number of outreach locals and international, but this will be an extended trip. This will be an extended trip for him as well. And there are a number of things that God has called us to do there. Also, there's a great work that God has called us to do in that particular region. There's a lot of impoverished kids and single-parent moms that's in that area. There's a great work to be done in that area. And so if you're interested, we want you to email us at fireslaughtermissions@yahoo.com. And we're also going to be going into some other nations. Amen. And so, yes, your church, too, can reach and touch the nations. Yes, you can go. You may think, oh, my goodness, that's too much money. I can't do it. You know, but we're God's God. He does provide. And we serve Jehovah Jireh, the God who sees ahead and makes provision. And that's what you have to understand. God has already seen ahead to make for the provision. You may not see it right then and there. You may not know. You may think it's going to come one way, but God has more than a million and one ways for it to come forth. Amen. And so I want to encourage you, do not let a fear of lack of funding stop you. Amen. Don't let age stop you, whether you're too young or too old. Don't let that stop you. You know, there was a missionary in my church. She was well up in her 80s and still going to the mission field. I know the late Dr. T.L. Osborne was still going to the nations way up in his age. Amen. God still used Dr. Billy Graham years and years and this others. And, you know, there are young people that go, you know, as young as, you know, 9 years old, they go to the nations. And so it doesn't matter your age. It doesn't matter your background. It doesn't matter your educational level. It doesn't matter, you know, if you've never been on a mission trip, God wants you to get equipped. He wants you to go. And that's what we're ready to do. That's what we're ready to link you with. And you know what? Another thing I didn't share earlier is that one way that God is calling the nations to equip and empower is to be able to make a real impact. And one of the ways of how we make a real impact in the nations is we just don't go and evangelize and do the big crusades. You know, that's not enough to just get the converts. That's the beginning. Mm-hmm. But we have to disciple. And one of the most effective ways in discipling the nation is raising up a Bible school in that nation, because you want the people to be equipped with sound doctrine, with the Word of God. And so with that and understanding that, we want to understand that you want to have the nationals to be equipped, because when you go, it's not about your work, but it's about God serving. It's about God serving and extending out and giving to the people, the men and women of God, but raising them up to be able to take over the work. So you're always thinking in the frame of mind of working myself out of a job. This is not my thing. This is a God thing. We work collectively as in collaborative as one body. It's not different bodies. God only has one body. Jesus is only coming back for one body, the bride of Christ. There's only one bride. There's not a bride here, a bride there. So we're to work in unity, and this is the work of God, and God wants us to go and raise up the nationals, just like Paul did. You know, he didn't come at the work and say, this is my work, this is so-and-so work, but what he did was he raised them up. He raised up Timothy. You know, he raised the men and women of God and truly encouraged them to go forth in the things of God. So I want to encourage you in that, in understanding that from that mindset, that is one way of raising up the nationals, that after you go and start a revival there, after you start a crusade there, you raise up a Bible school. And you may say, well, how in the world am I going to raise up a Bible college? You know, I may not have been to Bible college or a university myself. Well, that's one way of that. As you connect with us, we can connect you to be able to help you raise up a first-class accredited world Bible school in the nation that God is calling you to raise up that Bible school. And also, even if you're interested, if it's been a desire of your heart to start a Christian school, to raise up an international Christian day school, kindergarten through 12th grade, email me. We are ready to connect you. We are ready to position you. We will walk through with you. God has equipped us. He's empowered us to empower the body. Amen. So God bless you all, and I'm just going to say this prayer. I'm looking forward to Evangelist Benoit
crusade. Amen. I'm excited about that. Winning the city of New Orleans, because God knows. And, you know, and not just that, but we want to bring some strategic methods to that city, because that's not a city. You know, some people have given up on the city of New Orleans, but it's not a lost city. It is a hard ground. I can tell you that. I've been there since I've been back. But you know what? Nothing's too hard for God. Amen. And so we just want to pray. We say, Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this time. We thank you, Father God, for that which you wanted us to hear. God, I am your servant. It's not about Pam. It's not about me. It's about you. I thank you that you had your way on this line. And God, I thank you that the hearts were good ground to be able to receive the unadulterated word of God. Well, it will produce 100-fold return. The people, the men and women of God, the boys and girls, they will not only just be set this way, but they will go forward and they will begin to move, and we will move as one body. Hallelujah. For the kingdom of God will be a force to be reckoned with. Father God, you say in your word that the kingdom of God took the violent, but the violent take it by force. And here we come as a body, your body, taking it by force in these last days. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. I thank you for the woman of God, Evangelist Benoit. God, continue to strengthen her, continue to encourage her. Oh, Father God, everything that's needed spiritually and naturally, yet for this group, said, we call it in. We say, come from the north, come from the south, come from the east, come from the west. Everything that's been assigned to our life, that's been assigned to this crusade, we call it in the name of Jesus. We apply the blood of Jesus to it. We apply the blood of Jesus to her life, to her children's life, to her grandbaby's life. In the name of Jesus, even her child that's getting ready to graduate this school year. And I know that's right, because my son is getting ready to graduate. So, God, we call everything done according to your will. We call our children reaching into their divine destinies in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray it, and we bind every backlash and retaliatory demon in the name of Jesus. No weapon formed against us. No weapon formed against us. No weapon formed against us. Never shall prosper. Don't fall. It won't prosper. And we give you praise and we give you glory in Jesus' mighty, miraculous name. Amen and amen.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You,
God bless you, woman of God. Thank you.
Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You have really blessed us today. Hallelujah. And for everything that you've spoken and poured out today, we ask in the Lord to continue to pour it all back into you, to replenish you. Glory to God. And to strengthen you for the task, the great task that lies ahead. Hallelujah. Bless your son, God. Bless every ground that your feet tread upon in the name of Jesus, in this country and out of this country. Hallelujah.
Yes,
give you traveling mercies and grace.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for
his word and his blood. Amen. With shield and protection. You. Amen.
Yes.
And that no deadly thing would come upon
you.
And you know, we bind
Jesus
witches and warlocks. Hallelujah.
Yes.
We bind wickedness in high places. In the name of Jesus. We bind the spirit of jealousy. We bind the spirit of gossiping. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. That work, as you said, that God have already begun, he's going to finish it. And that souls, hallelujah, that you would continue to be the teacher and the trainer that God have called you to be, to equip the body. To equip the body. Hallelujah. And give us knowledge and wisdom and understanding where we'll be able to perform and impact souls everywhere that we go. Oh, God, we pray these blessings on the woman of God. Hallelujah. And we count it done. In Jesus' mighty name.
Jesus.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. We want you all to remember to sow a seed. Go to www.newdestinyministries.com. We need you to sow a seed, amen, for this crusade. Go to paypal.com. We're there, amen. And we have Sister Cammie on the line and her daughter. She has two daughters in college. One of them, is asking for donations to help her with her college fund. And that information is Go Get Funding, G-O-G-E-T, F-U-N-D-I-N-G, and we're going to ask Sister Cammie to give her daughter's name. You still have time. And don't think, oh, I may not have but $10 or $20. Every dollar helps. If it's no more than $10, go on and sow that seed. What you make happen for another man's child, God will make happen for you. And Sister Cammie has sown into many ministries, amen. And some of these ministries was directly connected to my ministry, amen. And she sold, she went on their lines and supported them, and she sold into these ministries, amen. So this is her season and her time of need where her daughter needs some support, amen. So Sister Cammie, we with you on this. Did you ever post that on my Facebook page?
I'll post it today.
And what I'll do, I'll send that post and tag it into all of our friends that's on Facebook and other areas. And amen. And believe God, Sister Cammie. Amen. He's already gave you the funds to get your daughters through college. And guess what? He ain't through. They're going to complete their education, and we with you, and we standing in agreement with everything that those young ladies needs are while they're away at college. We stand in agreement with you and in prayer, and we support you in those efforts. Amen. Could you give
your
the spelling of your daughter's name again?
Yes, it's Tanisha. It's K as in kitten, A as in apple, N as in Nancy, E, S as in Sam, H, I, A. Last name is Lee, L-E-E, Tanisha Lee, and she attends Arizona State University.
Amen. And we heard Sister Cammie say yesterday, if you're not in a historically black college, it's hard to get the funding that you need. And these girls are not in historically black colleges. They are in other universities. So they need all the help that they can get, and that'll take some of the strain off of their mother. Amen. So we bless you. As soon as you send that post, Sister Cammie, I will immediately, I have a little time before Bible class, before we're in a summer revival, amen, at Pastor R.C. Blake's New Home Ministries. And those of you that's in the New Orleans area and the surrounding areas, we invite you to come out Tuesday and Thursday. We'll be at 1616 Carondelet Street, and they have Bishop Neil Roberson out of Flint, Michigan. He is the revivalist. Amen. So on Wednesday, he'll be at the location on Haynes Boulevard in New Orleans East. Amen. So look on, if you're on the social media and you're connected or you see his post, you'll be able to get that information and start tonight, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. So we bless God for that. Don't forget, tune in tomorrow and invite somebody to come on the line. And all the information that the woman of God has shared with you all today, those of you that desire to do a work for the Lord, guess what? There's no excuses. There's no excuses. She's made that information available to us. So God bless you. We're going to let Sister Ruby close us out with a song of praise. We'll see you on tomorrow. Have a glorious day in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. We're going to, that's about it. The blessed word.
Glory, because of who
Because of Who You Are by Vicki Yoli. Hey, God bless. We're closing out.